Mark, it's been a pretty uneventful monsoon so far this year, but there's still a chance for this non-soon to turn around.
Did you come up with that phrase?
No, I did not.
Okay.
I wish I could take credit for it.
Yeah, it would be a good one for you. While we could agree we'd like a respite from the scorching temperatures, the wetter weather does bring its own discomforts. Think humidity, bugs, and even storm damage.
Now, most of us are able to weather these conditions in relative comfort, but that's not the experience for some of our communities most vulnerable.
For this week's monsoon story, our co-host Lauren Gilger talked with someone who experiences all the effects of the monsoon.
For many of us, monsoon season is a time of anticipation and relief. We wait for the storms to come and soak up the rains when they do. But today, we want to bring you a different perspective on the season. Imagine being outside during the storm. You don't have a house to retreat to, and you're lucky if you can find some shelter that will keep you at least a little dry and hopefully safe.
Well, you definitely want something to keep you dry.
That's the reality many people experiencing homelessness face every time the monsoon storms roll around.
When it does rain during monsoon season, and a lot of people don't have anything but a wool blanket or something like that to cover up with.
That's Rusty Williams. Originally from Alabama, he's been living out on the streets in Phoenix for several years. And he's one of the lucky ones. He has a tent.
That tent makes all the difference in the world. If you don't have something to put over your head to keep you dry, if you don't have some kind of shade to get into, you're miserable. You're going to be miserable.
We met Williams at the community garden at St. Vincent de Paul's shelter in Phoenix, where he volunteers. We sat in the shade there with the sounds of the heat and planes flying overhead. And he told us about the challenges he and others face during the monsoons. From the rain...
You definitely got to figure out where to go. Or if you don't know, ask somebody. Because the people that's been out here a while, they've got every place that you can go to get in, get out of the rain, they've got it figured out. And if they don't have it figured out, well, you're just going to get wet.
To the humidity that comes with the rain.
That could kill you. You got to be able to get in, like the shade here, inside where there's air conditioning. We've got little portable fans, battery-powered fans. That helps. But even that don't help all that much.
That tent was his lifeline through the last 3 or 4 monsoon floods, he told us.
And all I had to do was, when I got able to go back in it, was dry the floor up and throw the bed mattress I had in it out. Go find me another one that's being thrown away and right back in there.
But things took a turn for the worse when it was stolen.
I had it set up for, like I said, 10 months before somebody decided they liked it better than I did. I was livid.
Since St. Vincent de Paul got him a new tent. But for everybody else on the streets, well, he says they figure it out.
They don't have a tarp. They don't have a tent. So they just, hey, pass the soap.
So what would help the most during the monsoon season? Williams tells us just being kind goes a long way.
People that goes by... sees individuals out and about. Not everybody out here is drug addicts. There are people out here that's out here due to circumstances that actually wants to get stuff taken care of and get off the street. But due to circumstances, they're having problems. If you go and buy somebody, and if they're strung out, if you can tell they're strung out, give them a bottle of water or something. If they're not, stop, talk to them. Find out what's going on. Find out what society could do to help them.
Or, if you can, offer them a tent.
And we do hope the Rusty and everyone else can stay cool out there. And the forecast for this weekend is mostly sun. But, Mark, you know the thing about weather forecasting.
What's that?
Well, it can change overnight, especially during monsoon season around here.
That is indeed true. So here's hoping for some rain. Remember, we want to hear your monsoon stories. There's only a couple of more weeks. Hopefully we'll get some rain in that time. Call us at 480-774-8299. Leave us a voicemail with your story. That's 480-774-8299. Or go to monsoon.kjzz.org to submit your best monsoon photo.